With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A disagreement between the U.S. and its Arab partners over the need for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Secretary of State Blinken met with Arab foreign ministers in Jordan Saturday, one day after talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who insisted there could be no temporary ceasefire until all hostages held by Hamas are released. A magnitude 5.6 earthquake struck Nepal, about 250 miles northeast of the capital of Kathmandu.
One injured survivor was sleeping when his home began to shake violently. He added, "I tried escaping, but half my body got buried in the debris. I screamed, but every one of my neighbors were in the same situation and screaming for help. It took almost an hour for him to be rescued. Tents, food, and medicine were flown into the area by Nepal's government as thousands became homeless overnight."
Karen Chamas with that report. Also at SRNnews.com, earlier this week, the GOP-led House defied President Biden and approved a $14.3 billion standalone package for Israel in its war with Hamas.
The House voted 226 to 196, mostly along party lines, to approve the Israel aid package, defying a veto threat from President Biden, imposing a dilemma for Democrats who support the Jewish state. Newly elected Speaker Mike Johnson put forward the bill, which conditions military funding for Israel on cutting the same amount for a tax enforcement initiative at the IRS that is part of the Inflation Reduction Act, a key piece of President Biden's agenda. The measure is headed for a bipartisan block of opposition in the Senate. Edwin Mora, Washington.
With Election Day a year away, Joe Biden's reelection team is prepping for a likely matchup against former President Trump. In a memo, Biden's campaign manager says they expect that it will be a very close election. SRN News. Efforts continue to expand euthanasia in Canada.
Advocates are urging the government to allow people with drug addictions to kill themselves. Dr. David Martel of Nova Scotia Health told the recent Canadian Society of Addiction Medicine, quote, "It's not fair to exclude people from physician-assisted suicide purely because their mental disorder might be a substance use disorder. Ever since Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, eligibility has been expanded time and time again." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
St. Nicholas Church, one of the oldest in America, is a Russian Orthodox house of worship on the outskirts of Alaska's biggest city, and it's packed with religious icons. The tattered 128-year-old log building is undergoing a refurbishment project paid for with a $350,000 grant from the National Park Service. The church is perhaps the most visible legacy of Russia's failed attempt to colonize Alaska, which became a territory of the U.S. in 1867. SRN News. New Mexico has a water fight on its hands.
New Mexico's top prosecutor is going after landowners who he says are illegally and unconstitutionally depriving the public of access to the Pecos River. The first case to be brought since the state Supreme Court in 2022 settled a long simmering dispute over whether boaters and anglers had a right to access streams and rivers that cross private property. Under the New Mexico Constitution, water within the state belongs to the public, but the banks beside the water and under it may be owned privately. Attorney General Raul Torres says landowners have threatened people who have been using waterways adjacent to their property. John Scott reporting.
Ohio's Department of Commerce taking a one-of-its-kind approach to aiding families financially impacted by opioid addiction by educating financial advisors about substance abuse and how to spot it in their clients' finances. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.